Welcome to Home Group Wednesday night, hallelujah, October the 8th, 2025. Amen. You know, 1 week from tonight will be October 15th, and it was on October 15th of 2023 when we began church. Amen. And we actually started right here in the basement of our home, and praise God, there a few months later, we moved over to having services at the Best Western Hotel Conference Room. It's been 2 years next week. So, amen. So, no, two years, and we are still in faith, believing God for our building to be able to move into, to have a regular sanctuary and classrooms and nursery. You know, we have, you know, Paula is heading up our Super Kid Academy and for the youth, and that's something that we can do here in home as well, but especially for the hotel, we need an actual sanctuary. But it's coming, amen. In faith, we have it. But we're going to go ahead and open in prayer. We're going to get right into tonight's study. So, Father God, we thank you so much for this time together. We thank you, Father God, for you said in Lord Jesus in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So, Lord, we thank you that we're more than two or three, and we know that you are in the midst. So, Lord Jesus, we're asking you right now for wisdom, insight, revelation by Holy Spirit to speak to us, to speak through me, to speak through each one of us, divine utterance, and we receive eyes that see and ears that hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and a stranger we will not follow, and by faith we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, here on Wednesday nights, we started teaching here on the subject of faith. Amen. And so, you know, as we've been looking at this, we've identified how faith comes, and we've been looking more and more about what faith is and how, and tonight we're going to be looking more and more at how to appropriate our faith. Amen. So our foundation text for this is here in our notes is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. He says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So going back to last Wednesday, that title of that message was "Now Faith Is." And we're going to look more and more at that tonight in a little bit deeper light, but understand this, that faith is always now. Anytime we're looking off into the future for something that is not faith, or at least not Bible faith, it's hope. Amen. And hope will not receive the promise. Faith receives the promise. Amen. But this message here tonight is to move us from the definition of what faith is to the application of our faith. Amen. So it's good to know about faith and faith principles and all of those things, but we're here to put action to our faith. Amen. Because we want to get results. Amen. Glory to God. So here tonight, we're going to see how faith, number one, how it agrees with God, how it differs again from just mere hope, how it receives, and the practical steps to live out the now reality of our faith in the finished works of Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, we're going to learn how to stop regulating the word. We're going to learn how to stop relegating the word and in Christ realities to the future, and to begin to possess what is already ours right now. So again, we're not kicking the can down the road someday. No, it's ours now. Amen. Praise God. So point number one we're going to look at is faith agrees with God. Amen. If you have any sense at all, you know, we're going to agree with God. Amen. I know it may, and I was thinking about this, you know, I understand that today is Wednesday, and all around the world, you know, we all agree that this is Wednesday. But if God were to walk in the room right now and said, "This is a lovely Tuesday evening we're having," guess what? It's Tuesday. Amen. Praise God. So it's just a good idea. So whatever God has said, I don't care if you and me and everybody else on the planet agrees that it's something else. The truth is still the truth. Amen. And before the earth, after the earth, truth remains. Amen. So number one core value of our lives, and I pray of this church, is the Word of God is the first and it's the final authority. You may not have to understand all the ins and outs of how all of it, but if God said it, you can take it to the bank. That's exactly how it is. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to look at now Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified Classic. This says, now faith is the assurance, or that assurance is the confirmation, or I like this, the title deed of the things we hope for. So those things, you fill in the blank. It can be healing. It can be a financial need. It could be a loved one. It could be a relationship, whatever it is, things, all right? It is the title deed of those things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, or that is faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the five physical senses. Amen. So number one, looking here, hope does not have any substance. You can hope, you can want, you can wish upon a star. There's no substance in any of that. Amen. Faith, he says, give substance to things hoped for. Faith is the assurance, or looking back at the New King James, faith is the substance of the things you hope for. So you can hope for things, but now we need to mix faith with that, because faith is what is the substance, or what is going to produce that result, or what's going to really, in better sense, what's going to receive that truth that God has promised. So faith is taking hold of the unseen realm and brings it into the realm of reality. Amen. So we operate, you know, here in this world in the five physical senses. Amen. But there's a truth that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We are in Christ Jesus. You are of the kingdom of God. You are a kingdom citizen, not someday. Today, amen, in the spirit, you are in the kingdom of God right now. Amen. You're just as saved today as you're ever going to be. Amen. Now, here in just a few more days and any day now, the Lord is coming back, and now this body will be changed. Amen. The body's going to be glorified just like we saw Jesus, but your spirit man was saved at the moment of the new birth and is eternally in Christ Jesus, and Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, and so are we, according to Colossians 3:1. Amen. Hallelujah. So faith is taking hold of the unseen realm of hope and bringing it into the realm of reality. Amen. Looking here further, substance. What is substance? Substance is faith giving a real footing to what hope names. It possesses what is a legal right. Or we saw here the scripture says it is a title deed. Amen. So just like you have a title to your car or your house or any piece of property, amen, that is actual substance. It is the legal right in the realm of the spirit. Amen. So if God has said this belongs to you, well, that is my legal right to say, I agree with you. That's mine. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. Evidence. Amen. Evidence is faith produces a conviction and a declaration. Amen. What you really believe, what you are really convinced about, you're really going to say. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. Amen. So evidence is, that is, faith produces conviction and a declaration. It validates unseen realities as a present fact. Amen. Praise God. I want to make a note here, and we could go further in this, but in Romans 4:17, this is speaking of Abraham, and he's referring back to Genesis here, but and he says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. So Abram's name was Abram. God put Ha or injected himself into his name and says, "You are Abraham, you are father of a multitude, you are father of many nations." God got in and changed his name to tell him, "You are a father of many nations." He says, "As it is written, I've made you a father of many nations before God, whom he," that is Abraham, "believed, who raises the dead." Now hear this, "and calls those things that do not exist as though they did." Or you could say he is taking the truth of the unseen realm and he is speaking it out, and then it manifests itself in the natural realm. You see this back in Genesis 1. God had a vision on the inside of him. Amen. The Word of God himself sees and knows what the Word is. And then he says, "Light be," and then light was. In God, light already was. He just simply spoke out what he wanted to see manifest. Light already existed. Light was already an eternal truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Aha. Thank you, Lord. So substance and evidence describe faith as a present or as a tangible title deed and not just a hope. Amen. The creative power of the Word itself is present the moment God spoke it. We, as the sons of God, are the establishing witnesses here in the earth. So we can choose to agree with God or agree with the circumstances. So this goes right back to the original intent and purpose of God. You understand with God, you know, Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus, he is the same yesterday, today, forever. Now we see in John 1:1, he is the Word of God. The Word doesn't change. God's not fickle. He's not a liar. What God is and has said will always eternally be. Amen. So, but there is a truth that we see, and it's over in Genesis 2:19. We refer to it often. It's just a wonderful picture of what this looks like as a son of God. So after God goes through creation, he forms Adam, he breathes the breath of life into Adam, and you go back and you look at that in the original text, and it says, "And Adam became a speaking spirit just like God." Amen. He's made in the image of likeness of God. God is a speaking spirit, and he operates by faith. He calls things that be not as though they were. So God would form animals from the dust of the ground, and then it says he brings them to Adam to see what Adam would call it. Whatever Adam called it is what it became. Amen. So God is now working with his sons. Amen. So he's creating this, but whatever Adam calls it, this is what gives its identity, its parameters. This, it's that Word that gives it life. How did Adam know what to call it? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was giving him divine revelation. He saw what this was. He saw what he needed to call it, and he called it, and it became exactly that. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. You see the exact same pattern in the life of Jesus. Jesus, the second Adam, the scripture calls him, the second son of God. He says, "I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do," regarding the works and all the miracles. He said, no, it's not me. It's the Father in me. He's doing his works. How is he doing it? Through his Word. Amen. So when Adam called it, it gave it life. It became. When Jesus called it, when he said, "Lazarus, come forth," he obviously heard that from the Father. Amen. So he just simply repeated what he already heard the Word or the truth say about the situation. He said it, and Lazarus came forth. That method of operation has never changed. It cannot and it will not ever change. It will always operate that way throughout eternity. God and his family working together in creation. Amen. Now, whether that's creating a miracle in your body, in your finances, or in your community, it operates the exact same way. Amen. We're going to see more about this in a minute. Thank you, Lord. Huh? Many hope for healing or for finances, for example, but faith is what gives you the assurance, or again, it is the title deed that you are healed or that your financial need is met. Amen. Again, many are hoping for it, but faith is what's going to receive it, or faith is the assurance of it, or the title deed of it. Amen. So looking at another sense, many may hope for wisdom or for strength to complete a task. But now faith says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. So one is a request, it's a petition. I have a need. There's a gap between the need and God, and now I'm praying to try to reconcile the need. Not so. Faith says, I recognize I already have the strength. Amen. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is, present tense, the strength of my life. Amen. I can do all things through Christ. Are you in Christ? Is Christ in you? Well, yes. Well, I can do it. All I've got to do is reach out in faith and acknowledge this is who I am. This is what I have. This is what I can do now that I'm in Christ. I have all the strength I need. I have all the grace I need. I'm now declaring who and what I really am. Amen. And now, amen, that is a declaration of faith in agreement with God. And now here comes the grace. Here comes the wisdom. Here comes the strength. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to talk about this more in a minute, but we're moving from hope to faith. Amen. And faith is now regarding what I already possess. Amen. So our application here is to replace aspirational hoping with the declaration of agreement with God or with His Word. Faith speaks God's verdict or His outcome or His judgment about a situation or circumstance rather than reporting what is true according to the limitations of this natural realm. Amen. As long as you stay in this natural realm and natural circumstances, you will live defeated. Amen. We're in this world, but we are not of this world. We are kingdom citizens with kingdom rights, kingdom privileges, and a kingdom benefit package. Amen. Glory to God. However, on the other side, unbelief is taking sides against God and His Word, and talks about its fears and doubts, which are unbelief. Amen. So again, unbelief is taking sides against God and against the Word. Yeah, God said, but. Yeah, I know that's the truth, but. Well, you know, get the but out of there and just receive, amen, what is the truth? Amen. Otherwise, what is true in your body or in your life, in your circumstances, will never change. Amen. So again, looking at it this way, faith itself does not invent outcomes. Faith does not invent the outcome. Faith recognizes and lays hold of what God has already accomplished in Christ and receives it now. Amen. The Lord is the strength of my life. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we're just kind of flipping a switch. Amen. It's subtle, but it is deeply, deeply profound. Amen. Hallelujah. It makes all the difference between getting your breakthrough or staying broke or staying sick. Amen. Number two, distinguishing faith from hope. Hope always points to the future. Real Bible faith claims present possession. Amen. It's mine. I have it. I take it, and I just thank you for it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. I don't have to fight that fight. Jesus already fought it. He whooped the devil. He took back the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Victory life is mine today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So looking here again, hope and faith. Hope desires a future fulfillment. It always speaks in a language that is future tense. I want, I hope, I need. Again, you can hope and want and need and pray and all that stuff and do it all in a future tense, and it will always be beyond your grasp. You can't just quite get it. You know, it's that dangling carrot out that you can never reach. Amen. Faith, on the other hand, is present tense possession. I am healed. My needs are met. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Thank you. Glory to God. Looking here again, I know we touched on these things in the past, but James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, and this is wisdom, for example, but it's a principle that's universal. It says in James 1, 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and without criticism, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, amen, without wavering. For he who wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. So whichever way the wind blows, amen, it's up, it's down, it's this, it's that, you're just over here. You know, whichever way the devil wants to blow, you know, there you go. No. He's driven and tossed by the wind. Verse 7 says, Let not that man think he will receive anything. Not just a little bit. I'll just kind of meet you halfway. No, he says, you're going to receive nothing. You can have absolute assurance and full expectancy to receive absolutely nothing. Now, it's not God's will. God has already provided it for you so that you could enjoy the fullness of it. He says, I've given you all things to richly enjoy. Amen. But you've got to receive it, and you can only receive it one way, by faith. We looked at this in weeks past. Hebrews 11:6 goes on to say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who come to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who will diligently seek him. By faith. Amen. Glory to God. So but he goes on to say here in verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So I can't say I'm in faith and yet I have this faith out here that's somehow in the future. That's not faith at all. It may look like faith. It may sound like faith. But when we're turning around, well, I just sure hope it comes. I just sure hope it works this time. Well, you know, that is total unbelief. That's a double-minded man. And he says, now you're unstable in every area of your life. You're just being tossed to and fro. Oh, no, thank you. Amen. But God's word, amen. God's word cannot work for us if we take sides against it. Amen. So again, we're talking about a double-minded man. I cannot, amen, receive from God if I'm taking a side against God. Amen. So I've got to be, God, your word is truth. I believe I receive it. It's mine, and it cannot be any other way. I know it looks this way. Amen. But the truth is, and speak the truth. Amen. Glory to God. So again, looking at that passage, we're either full of faith in God, or we are in unbelief. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to have a good faith checkup on a regular basis. Am I really in faith? Amen. Because we can learn, you know, the right slogans and make good faith confessions. But if we'll examine our hearts, are we really in faith? Amen. Do I really believe that? Amen. One of the best ways to see what something is to see what it is not. Amen. So what is not faith? Again, faith is not hope. For example, when we're praying for healing, test the present or future tense of your language. So again, Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Without even thinking it, your mouth just speaks. All right? Amen. So again, when you're speaking, examine. You know, was that a good faith statement? Or again, what's coming out of my heart right now? Amen. Test the present or future tense of your language. Will you be healed? Will you be healed? Amen. The answer reveals hope or faith. Amen. If the answer is, I hope so, or I want to be, or I'm brother, I'm a praying and I'm a hoping. I know it can. I'm just waiting on God. No. No. However, if we say, I am healed by his stripes, thank you very much. Amen. Now we're in a place of operating in faith. So again, if we're hoping to be healed, then we can expect not to receive anything from the Lord. So wanting or needing is not sufficient. Believing you have it now is what moves you over into a position to receive. Hey man, and so I think of it. I'm there's a picture of this in heaven. Imagine a cloud of glory hanging over the earth. Amen. And now there is a spout of healing that's pouring out healing, pouring out healing. Amen. When I get myself in alignment with what God said, and I believe it in my heart, and I'm confessing out of my mouth, and I thank you, I'm healed. What am I doing? I'm literally putting myself in position to receive that healing flow. There's a flow of healing. There's a flow of finances. So the word tells us in Malachi 3:10, you know, we use this in our offering messages. He says, but if I will prove me now in this, if I will not open the windows, plural, of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Amen and amen. But there's windows of heaven. There's plural. There's a flow from a portal, if you want to call it this. So again, there's windows. There's a portal of heaven where this grace of healing flows. There's a portal where finances flow, where wisdom flows, and all of these things. There's a flow. Amen. Praise God. So tithing is one of those ways that we get into those flows. Amen. But we in all things it must be in faith. Amen. So when we get over into faith, I literally put myself in position to receive what is already mine. God's already done it. He's always pouring. People are out here running to and fro. They're not in position to receive it. Amen. So again, if I'm just being blown by the wind, whichever way the wind blows, I'm not in position because there is a place, amen, where the glory of God is flowing, amen. Not just, I'm not talking about necessarily in this natural realm. Again, we're talking about in the spirit. We're putting ourselves in position to receive that flow of grace, amen. Thank you, Lord. Huh? Where was I? Thank you, Jesus. How faith receives. How does faith receive? Matthew 21, 22. This is Jesus, red words. And he says, and whatever you ask in prayer, if, now, so there's a qualifier, if you believe, or you can say, if you're in faith, you will receive it. Amen. If is that's a big if right there. Amen. I want to also point out here, nowhere in the Bible, amen, Bible scholars test me on it. Nowhere in the Bible does God say that when we pray, just hope long enough and hard enough, and just pray, 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 and then you'll get your answer. Amen. It don't say it nowhere in the Bible. If you'll pray for 12 hours, if you'll pray 24 hours, if you'll call and get 100 people to pray, well, you know, if I had 100 people in my face just praying, I could not ignore them, and prayer would get you that answer. No faith. Amen. We see this in the Old Testament. Amen. And you read about it over again in James 5, the synopsis of it. Amen. One man, Old Testament, not even a born-again believer, Old Testament, amen, prayed in faith, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. He prayed again, and it came a downpour. Amen. Praise God in faith. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say back there in James 5:14, you back up a few verses, it's the prayer of faith that will save the sick. Not just prayer, it's the prayer of faith. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever you ask in prayer, if you believe, you will receive. Hallelujah to Jesus. So prayer that receives is prayer spoken and then acted upon from a present tense faith. Amen. I ask you, Lord, right now, and I receive according to 1 Peter 2:24, by your stripes I am healed. Amen. And now I believe I receive from this moment forward, I am the healed. And now I'm moving forward in faith, just giving glory, praising God. All is well. I just want to thank you for my healing. I want to thank you that in Christ Jesus, Jesus paid that price 2,000 years ago by his stripes. And I'm just giving glory to God. I'm healed. And now I'm acting on my faith. Amen. Heal people ought to get out of bed. Amen. If I couldn't move my arm, well, by faith, I'm going to raise that arm. I'm going to do something I couldn't do before in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 11:24, this is Jesus again. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. So again, now we see here, ask in prayer, and if you believe. But now he goes on to give another little clarifier, when you pray. Again, faith is now. When you pray. So again, I'm not praying hoping someday. No, whatever I ask when I pray. So if I'm praying at 7:02 in the evening, I receive at 7:02 in the evening because that's when I prayed it. Believe that you will receive them and you will have them. Again, you fill in the blank. Amen. Whatever that is, you ask, and when you ask, you believe you receive it from that moment forward. So if you believe, and when you ask, you believe you receive it, you will have it. Amen. Faith takes it. Amen. Amen. Faith takes that. The moment I pray, I take it, I have it, and I thank you for it. Amen. Glory to God. So how do you know if you're in faith, really believing God, if you're just hoping? I know we're talking about this, but we're going to drill this in. Amen. Amen. This is intense discipleship in the Word of God. Hope is always in the future tense. And in some way, shape, or form, what you're really saying is, and I've heard it, oh my goodness, over the years, I'm just waiting on God, brother. Amen. And I just know someday, if it be his will, oh my. Unbelief. You can expect nothing. Amen. But we turn this around now. Amen. So faith is always now. It is never waiting on God to come through. Amen. It's never waiting on God. Faith believes in the finished works of Jesus Christ and just reaches over into that unseen realm and receives, that's mine. I take it and I have it right now. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Now, there is a place of hope. There is a place of hope. For an illustration of this, the church itself, we have this blessed hope. Amen. Do we not? Amen. That soon, very soon, any day now, the Lord is coming back. Amen. He says for a glorious church, the last trump is going to sound. Amen. And we're going to meet him in the air. Amen. And the scripture says in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, our bodies will be changed. And as he is, so are we in that body. Amen. So we saw what that looked like. Jesus came back in after his resurrection in a glorified body. Amen. He was able to translate. He could walk through walls, and that he could sit there and have a fire on the beach and cook some fish and eat it with them. Amen. Ha ha. Glory to God. We're going to have some fun, y'all. Amen. But so we have this hope. And again, that is a future hope that we have. Amen. I'm not a future hope that I'm going to be saved, but I do have this future hope. Amen. Of this resurrection. Amen. That is going to happen. However, if we're wanting to be healed, it is not the future tense in which we want to be healed. Amen. Anytime I've ever prayed for anybody to be healed, they always wanted to be healed now. You know, and a lot of cases, especially when they're in pain, they need to get rid of this pain. They need healing today, right now. Amen. Last week. Amen. So if we're putting off healing into the future or think that we're waiting on God to do something, again, your healing will never come. It will always be that dangling carrot out there in the future, someday. But hallelujah, this is not a someday gospel. Amen. Praise God. It is a finished gospel message. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to look now at moving from hope to faith. Amen. So when someone recognizes, for example, that they are a sinner and wants to be saved, it is not in the future that they want to be saved. It's right now. Amen. So again, just thinking back over the years with witnessing to folks, many have recognized that they are sinners and that they need to be saved, but they have that they're not ready to put it off, or they keep putting off the salvation because they're not ready to change their lifestyle or to stop sinning. They don't want to repent, but they recognize the truth. And I've seen this over the years so many times. Well, I'm just not yet ready, you know, but someday. Well, in some cases, someday never comes. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. Amen. So again, people are checking out all the time early, and sometimes way too early. You don't know how many more days you got, but yet we've seen this over the years. So, but just thinking about this, if we are to witness to someone about salvation and their spiritual condition, we always want to tell them what the Bible says about the truth, do we not? Amen. So you would tell them that salvation is not based on hope, but it's based on faith. Amen. So it's not just enough to acknowledge the truth about salvation. They have to receive it as their present possession. Amen. Unless they receive it as a present possession, it's just this hope that maybe one day I'll get my life right, and maybe one day I'll receive Jesus. And no, you're going to hell. You know, that's just the bottom line. You know, if and until you receive Jesus and receive your salvation, you are not headed for heaven. You are headed for the eternal lake of fire, and it's not God's will. Amen. Jesus paid an awesome price. But looking here further, Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Remember, faith is now. You have been saved through faith, which means you received salvation when you prayed it. You believed, you received it. Amen. And this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Let's look at this passage here, Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through verse 13. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So again, all of this word of faith, it's always now. Amen. You believe it in your heart, you confess it with your mouth, you're saved. This is what he said. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be ashamed. For there's no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is generous toward all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So, for example, when we're witnessing to a person regarding salvation, we always tell them what the word says and then invite them to act on the word by leading them in the prayer of salvation. And at the moment that they pray it, they are born again and they are saved. We see this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Amen. There was a new creation that happened. And again, the same twinkling of an eye, you were transformed. Amen. Praise God. Old sinner died. Christ moves in. Amen. Glory to God. So, but thinking about this, looking at this, what we're doing here is preaching the word of faith. He says, this is the word of faith we preach. And you can go look at all that Paul preached. He preached the gospel. Amen. But all of it is the word of faith. And that is, this gospel is now. The gospel is now. This is the word of faith. This is the gospel which we preach. And this is the word of faith. And the word says, this is what God has said. I believe it in my heart. I confess it with my mouth. And now I receive my salvation. Now, this word salvation, when you look at it, it does not just include the salvation of your spirit, man. That word is sozo. It includes spirit, soul, body, socially, financially. It is all-encompassing salvation. How much do you want to receive, and when do you want to receive it? You are the establishing witness. Amen? Now, far too often, you can go in a lot of churches and a lot of places, and you can hear the gospel message preached concerning the salvation of your spirit, man. And they'll preach it just this way. I mean, you know, that's what it says. And people can get saved. But they'll turn right around with all the other part of the gospel message where healing is concerned, for example. Well, we just never know what God's going to do. And, well, you know, we can pray and we can just see. And, you know, they get all these other things. And it's like, it's the same gospel. It's the same word of faith. It all works the exact same way. Amen. God never said you needed to earn a healing. Didn't do that at all. Amen. You never needed to earn anything. It is grace through faith that you're saved, and it is grace through faith that you're healed. It's grace through faith that you receive everything that is yours right now in Christ. Amen. Again, we see this in Philemon 1:6. I pray that the participation of your faith may become effective as you acknowledge every good and perfect thing that is in you in Christ. In Christ, as you acknowledge it, I pray the joint participation of your faith, he says, your faith will become effective. How? As you acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ. Amen. Now we're talking about, I see what Christ has done for me, and now I receive it. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to touch on this. After salvation, people most often are not taught to receive. They're taught to hope, and hope will not get the job done concerning all the other facets of their life. Amen. Hope won't get it. Healing, for example, people have often misunderstood what the word has said, such as healing. They see it as a possibility rather than an established fact as what already belongs to us in Christ. We see this in 1 Peter 2:24. He says, by his wounds or by his stripes, you were healed. Again, that is were. That's past tense. That's looking back at the cross, looking back at the stripes Jesus bore. He says, by those stripes, you were healed. Amen. Now, back up in that verse, he says, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead unto sin should live to righteousness. Now we're talking about the salvation of your spirit, man. But he goes on to include your body is included in the finished works of the cross. Don't leave out what Jesus has already provided. You're just as healed in Christ as you are saved. Amen? Now, we've been taught to receive salvation when you prayed it. We've not been taught to receive healing when you pray it. Amen? We've got to make that change. Amen? Glory to God. Now, I want to notice something here. The Scripture does not promise you healing. And this is true of a lot of what you see in the New Testament. These are not promises. A lot of what people call a promise is not actually a promise. It is a fact that has already been fulfilled in Christ. Amen. Now, we have been promised the resurrection. Again, that is our blessed hope. That is a promise we look forward to. But it is a fact in the realm of the Spirit that healing and salvation are finished works. These are spiritual facts that Christ has fulfilled. Glory to God. Amen. So again, we've been talking about on Sundays, we've been sharing on the feast days. The first four feast days of the Lord has been fulfilled, from Passover to unleavened bread to first fruits, which is the resurrection. And this Sunday, we're going to be sharing on Pentecost. Holy Spirit's already come. He's already been poured out. Amen. Hallelujah. All that's left to do is just acknowledge and receive. Amen. Glory to God. He belongs to us. Glory to God. So in closing here, just some practical steps to help us move from hope to faith. Number one, confess what you possess. Amen. Glory to God. So again, I'm going to Philemon 1:6, acknowledge every good and perfect gift that is in you in Christ Jesus. So looking here, confess what you possess. So we're going to replace future tense expressions with present declarations taken from the word. Begin to possess by asking, speaking, and then living from the title deed God has given you in Christ. If he said this is who you are, what you have, and what you can do, sir, yes, sir, I believe I receive it. I declare it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, and I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I didn't ask my body how he feels. I didn't ask my mind what he thinks about it. No, I tell him. Amen. I tell my body, I speak to my mind, I speak to my will, I speak to my emotions. You get in line with the Word of God. Amen. I don't ask me, I tell me according to truth. Amen. And the truth will override whatever is true symptoms or thoughts are going on. Amen. Glory to God. So an example of this, say, by his stripes, I am healed. Instead of I hope and I pray, God will heal me. Amen. Oh, I am healed. Thank you. Number two, act on the word immediately. Amen. Refuse to rehearse any unbelief. Now, again, Satan, there's another study in this over in Mark and in Luke. Satan comes, whenever the word is heard, whenever the word is preached, Satan comes immediately to steal the word. Amen. He's going to bring to you fear, doubt, unbelief. It's impossible. It's too big. Mountains too high. Whatever it is, he will always come. Trust me. The Bible said this is what he does. This is his number one tool. And you go through the tools of Satan. You see them. Number one, he comes to steal the word. Amen. And he is on the job all the time. Amen. But take pride. Amen. What we refuse to rehearse it. I refuse to meditate on that. I meditate on the word of God. Amen. I'm not being conformed to this world. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. So again, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So keep on hearing, keep on hearing, keep your mind renewed to the truth and refuse unbelief. Amen. Praise God. Next is we're going to take practical steps consistent with that truth we have received. Faith without action leaves that claim inactive. Amen. So expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Do something you couldn't do before. Amen. So get up, move something you couldn't move. Get up, go back to work. Amen. If you're believing for finances, sow a seed. Amen. Expect a harvest. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace come to you in abundance so that you might always, under all circumstances and whatever the need, require no aid or support, but you will be furnished in abundance for every good work and donation, he says. That's Amplified Classic. Amen. But there is an abundance of grace. So give, amen, like you are walking in that place. Amen. By the eye of faith, I see myself in the abundance of grace. And now I see myself. Amen. So I don't care if all I've got is a dollar, if I've got $5, I'm going to sow a seed. And Father, I want to thank you. Said you go on to read there. He'll provide bread to the eater, seed to the sower, that there's enough for everybody. Amen. So just get in that flow. Amen. I'm just getting in the flow. I'm doing something to activate my faith. I'm not just speaking it. I'm taking practical action steps. Amen. Let Holy Spirit lead you what that looks like regarding what it is you're believing for. Amen. But get in a flow. Amen. Just get moving. Thank you, Jesus. And lastly, root out double-mindedness. Amen. Identify fears that are based on the physical senses and counter them with the word. Amen. Speak the word to those thoughts. Don't just, again, you will never defeat a thought with a thought. Open up your mouth. Your victory is in your mouth. Amen. You've got to speak to that mountain. Get behind me, Satan. Get under my feet. Sickness and disease, you get and you never return. Amen. Whatever it is, the thought of you, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Get out. Amen. That is not my thought. Return to sender. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So again, refuse to rehearse unbelief, but instead use short, targeted declarations when doubt arises. And there's a couple of scripture passages that are noted there, 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, Romans 4:16-23. Those are a couple of good Bible examples of how to take your stand of faith and resist doubt and unbelief. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's all here online. That's all the time we have tonight. We're going to take a few minutes and discuss this in group and pray over this. But in the meantime, know this, God loves you. We love you. And in him, we are living in victory.